Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 45% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 45% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're betting the NFL playoffs, you need to be listening to Cash the Ticket. We're breaking down every single game, totals and sides, all the way to the big game. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Kale and Company weekday mornings 6 till 10.
This story coming out, the latest fallout from the collapse of the mainstream media, just how bad it's gotten for CNN and MSNBC. Also, Trump is in New York today at the New York Stock Exchange for his Time Magazine honor. We'll give you a couple of updates on some other stories as well, including, if we have time, I do want to get to RFK Jr. In the news and who he might be utilizing to give us the details on the JFK murder from all of those years ago.
Oh, really?
Yeah, very interesting. I've also got a little hacky hokey question to pose to the audience.
Oh boy.
When it pertains to JFK and those files. Maybe we'll get to that before we get to the cut sheet part due. We've got Today in Music History. We'll find out what's on tap for the Dawn Show as well.
Big hour.
It's a big hour. A lot to get in. Always a lot of things to cram in the final hour. And right now, let's get it in with the news. It's time for Dawn Stensland's Big Three at 9:04.
Let's get it in.
It's the Big Three at 9 on Kale & Company.
Why waste time?
Getting it in and getting it on. The
getting
news.
Getting it done. Getting it done.
Big Three. And we are sponsored by Springdance Hot Tubs in our Big Three. Yes, DJT, President-elect Donald J. Trump, flanked by his wife, some of his family members, including Ivanka, is there. And so about 26 minutes away from the opening bell, as he's on the New York Stock Exchange, talking about, he'll no doubt talk about the economy and celebrate. They have a big picture behind him of his Time magazine cover.
Bobby's back there, too. He's in the far left of your corner of your television screen if you're looking right now.
Yeah, so
Robert's like, man, look at all these unhealthy schlubs.
So getting ready to ring the bell, if you will, and a big, big moment for Trump, his family, his team. And you'll note that the VP-elect, J.D. Vance is there. Everybody's been saying, where's J.D. Vance?
Uh-huh.
I'll point out to you, he's right next to Melania.
Let's take some of this.
But it's true. It's. I think we're going to have a tremendous run. We have to straighten out some problems, some big problems in the world. It's when we left, we didn't have any of these problems. We didn't have Russia with Ukraine. We didn't have Israel October 7th. We didn't have the Afghanistan disaster. We didn't have inflation. We had no inflation. And we had a very strong economy. And we're going to do that again, but I think we're going to even up it because now we have experience that we didn't have. Now I know everybody. You know, when I first came in, we came down, Melania and I, a great first lady, who's very popular, by the way. She rang in the bell. But we came down and we're driving down Pennsylvania Avenue and it was so beautiful. I said, you know, I've never done this before. I didn't know anybody. I got to the Oval Office and I'm picking all these big positions and I didn't really know the people in Washington. But boy, did I get to learn fast. And now we do. And I think we have an incredible staff behind me and others that aren't here. And we're going to do a fantastic job. We're going to create the incentive theory again. In fact, I just announced yesterday, I didn't announce it for this reason, but anybody investing $1 billion or more gets a very expedited approval process because, you know, the approvals, when people come into the country, it takes them, in many cases, 14, 15, 16 years to get the approval. We have
All right, enough of that.
There you go.
So in other news.
No inflation, right? Okay.
We have. So they'll be ringing the bell, celebratory mood. They're very excited.
Nobody calls that out.
Get working and fix the economy and make America great. I'm ignoring Greg. Mm. Make America great again.
Here's a great quote, though, on Time. By the way, Politico kind of scooped him. Politico reported that he was going to win it yesterday. Since Trump made this quote, and I'm going to give you the quote in a minute, he's won the award twice. In 2013, Trump called the annual list of Time's influential people, quote, a joke and a stunt of a magazine that, like Newsweek, will soon be dead. Bad list.
Boom.
Wow. And now he's standing in front of his Time magazine
11
photo.
Years later.
I'm sure that'll be in Mar-a-Lago hanging up in his bedroom.
Oh.
Philadelphia City Council is set to reconvene today. They could not get a vote in on a package of bills that, if approved, would help give the go-ahead to these plans to build a new Philadelphia Sixers arena in Center City over the coming years. So I will tell you that they put off the vote at issue. They have proposed, one of the proposals is that they would, instead of $50 million for the community, they would double that for $100 million. Will that get the deal done? We don't know. They're going to meet on this. If they don't vote on this and push this through today, I don't believe they're going to, you know, then it lessens the chances they get the deal done in 24. So this is, there's a deadline and a time element for this, a lot of controversy. But I will tell you that this affects you if you're in Center City today at all, because they're promising this mass car caravan today as a protest. And so opponents of the Sixers arena that would mostly be on Market Street, organizing what they're calling a gridlock demonstration and rally that would give you a sense of what the traffic gridlock would be if this Sixers arena plan passes.
Maybe they'll glue their hands or cement their hands to the pavement in protest.
They're promising gridlock is guaranteed. Yeah. And they're saying that they're welcoming, advertising this for people to come on down. They plan to kick off the demonstration at 5:30 p.m. and they're timing this with the city council meeting today.
Mm-hmm.
So it's 11th and Market Streets, and then heading west on Market Street. And they say that they're claiming that this arena proposal, $1.3 billion,
yeah,
infusion into the city of Philadelphia, which is claimed to be no tax dollars, all paid for by private money. But these organizers of this demonstration say, mm-hmm, this would be a disaster for any Philadelphia commuters.
Let me guess. These are young Gen Z or young millennials with no job and no time and a lot of time on their hands. I'm all for protests, but the same rules should apply. Remember, my stance was during the Gaza protests on the bridges where they were shutting down transportation and traffic flow. You can't obstruct people from getting from point A to point B. I mean, how many countless examples did we give? You know, what if somebody's in labor rushing to the hospital? What if somebody's been shot and you know, the police are trying to get you to Temple or whatever? You can't be blocking off roads like this.
And then we've been updating you on these mystery drones,
yeah,
over New Jersey and our region. We've talked a lot about New Jersey elected officials like Jeff Van Drew. Yesterday, he suggested that there could be this Iranian mothership in the Atlantic that is perhaps behind these drones. What's behind them? And we've heard Representative Chris Smith from New Jersey talking about it. Elected officials were talking about this yesterday. They've been looking into this, but a lot of complaints, a lot of meetings over the past few days. And they've accused Governor Phil Murphy and his office of not attending some of the meetings within the administration as they're demanding more answers. Governor Phil Murphy holding a meeting with Homeland Security and State Police last week, but where is he this week? So there's a lot of back and forth, a lot of controversy over this, and we're learning new details on this as the investigation. The feds still saying, don't worry, it's not an imminent threat. Apparently, that's the word from federal officials, but not really giving any specifics, because at the same time, they're saying, we don't know who this is.
What if the drone just came swooping down? You ever see those nature channels where, like, the big falcon or hawk swoops down, they grab the squirrel, and they take it up into a tree? Like, what if, like, a drone just swooped down and scooped up Phil Murphy and took him to a foreign adversary?
We would never suggest anything.
Just like a hawk.
Weird thing. or a hawk to a girl. The FBI is aware, they say, of these reported sightings of these unmanned aerial vehicles, these drones observed flying across in all these multiple locations. The FBI, they say they're engaged with federal, state, local, and tribal partners to try to share information and protect the public. But they say that any UAVs that pose a danger to any aircraft or are observed operating in restricted airspace or near critical infrastructure can be reported to the FBI. 1-800-CALL-FBI. So they're not saying that the FBI would call in, you know, would do anything such as shoot them down.
Right.
They're saying if you see any of these things and you think it's a danger, call 1-800-FBI.
Yeah, and then Attorney Thomas Dickey will answer the phone and have nothing to offer.
I didn't see it.
I wonder if Thomas Dickey has seen the drones yet. We know he hasn't seen the evidence of his client.
And earlier on the Greg Stocker's cut sheet,
yeah.
Sabrina Singh of the Deputy Pentagon Press Secretary says there's not any truth to what basically she was responding to Jeff Van Drew's comments. She says there's not any truth. There's no Iranian mothership off the coast of the U.S., and there's no so-called mothership launching drones toward the United States.
Yeah, I think he also, didn't he say it was like a missing mothership, as in, I don't know, like, I'm just picturing like a lion in the jungle, like losing their little babies. Like the little drones are just flying around because they can't figure out where the mothership went. Bizarre.
Well, is he suggesting it's some kind of a submarine?
Well, that's what I was thinking, like, right? I mean, because if it's a ship, it's above water. I mean, of course, our technology in our country, I think we should be advanced enough that we obviously can discover what's going on underwater as well. But then again, the Secret Service misses from 5 feet away, so who knows? Yeah, I was thinking that too. Like, is this an underwater, you know, submersible to some extent?
Or is it like Starlink? Is it a mothership above, like the Death Star?
You know who could probably solve this? I'm glad you say Starlink. Elon Musk.
Yeah.
Right? I guess this is right up his alleyway.
That's true. I haven't seen him comment on it. I haven't, and I'm kind of surprised.
Well, he's got a lot on his plate with Doge.
Hmm.
Yeah, him and Vivek are getting ready for the big launch.
Maybe he's in his Spring Dance Hot Tubs, our sponsor.
Yes.
It's the 12 days of savings at Spring Dance Hot Tubs. From December 12th to the 24th, you get up to $5,000 off hot tubs, up to $2,500 off saunas, and 20% off water care for the first 20 customers to sign up for Spring Dance Hot Tubs' new auto shipping program. So this is only at Spring Dance Hot Tubs. You can visit springdancehottubs.com. You've heard me talk for years about their hot tubs, their service at Spring Dance, their number one, springdancehottubs.com. Thank you for sponsoring our big three.
All right, Dawn, thank you very much. 855-839-1210, the phone number. I'll save the media stories with CNN and MSNBC for tomorrow because we might do a big take on something in that general venue. But I think the RFK story is probably a little bit more fascinating here to get into for about 5 minutes. So RFK Jr. is pushing his son's wife for the CIA job over the JFK murder. Amaryllis, I believe is how you pronounce her name, Amaryllis Fox Kennedy, according to Bobby Kennedy, who's with Trump today at the New York Stock Exchange, reportedly wants to see his daughter-in-law become the deputy director of the CIA so she can find out if the agency was involved in the 1963 assassination of his uncle. Axios reported the following yesterday. RFK Jr. has been telling people that Fox Kennedy, his presidential campaign manager, who was married to his son, Bobby Kennedy III, would help get to the bottom of the JFK assassination, two Republican sources told Axios. Quote, RFK believes that and wants to get to the bottom of it, one of the sources said, referring to well-worn but unproven theories that the CIA was behind the 1963 assassination of President Kennedy. They also go on to report, and this is Axios speaking to two sources, if Fox Kennedy were named deputy to John Ratcliffe, Trump's pick for CIA director, she'd be in a position to dig into what the CIA knows about the assassination and potentially could urge the release of documents. I wanted to ask people this question because I've always been fascinated by this. I do believe, you know, it was the CIA. And I think there's a strong desire in this country for truth and transparency at levels that we have never seen before. But and I said I was going to throw a kind of a hokey kind of hack radio question.
Hack radio.
I'll steal something from the afternoon show on the sports station. You can only get one. All right. I'm a jerk.
You are.
You can only get one. And here are the five options. JFK.
Yep.
9/11.
Yep.
Epstein. Trump on July 13th.
Wow.
Or Diddy. You only get one of those five. If I asked you that question, which one would you take?
By the way, this is not a hokey question. Very sophisticated.
Very serious. It is very serious. Yes.
His brain is hurting from being so brilliant.
So here's how I would go through these, and I'm going to scratch them off one by one that I would get rid of.
All right. Say it again slowly. So it's JFK.
Yep. 9/11.
Yep.
Epstein.
Yep.
Trump assassinations.
Yep.
Diddy. I would scratch off Epstein number one. Not that it's, I don't think, legit. I do think it is. But I think most Americans would see a lot of those names and probably not even know who they are. I mentioned this a few days ago. I think more people will know the names on the Diddy list. And even though that's bad as well, it's in the Hollywoods. So I'll scratch those off. JFK, I firmly believe CIA.
Yep.
Trump, I really believe inside job. And while maybe because of this job, I'd like to know the true nature of what really happened. We have been given a lot of information on the failures of the Secret Service. I, to this day, am still infatuated with 9/11. Anytime I see 9/11 clips, if I could get the full truth, all the files.
But what do you, all right, because I don't go down that rabbit hole of 9/11 that, like, the government was involved in it.
Okay, you don't.
I think we're covering for Saudi Arabia, and I think that's pretty much been evident, and there's evidence to prove that. But I don't think that there was this big conspiracy.
Yeah, and I'm not saying that there was, like, detonations before the planes hit the building, stuff like that. I'm not debating, like, the steel structure, the temperature, and the melt, how could it collapse, things like that. To me, I've always felt like Bush allowed it to happen to further the agenda in the Middle East, to do what the old man couldn't do, get Saddam, the whole bit, right? So and when I look at the mask, to me, I go back to the 3,000 Americans that lost their life. That just never has sat well with me. Not to say that there's not victims with Epstein or Diddy. We certainly know there are victims. Not to say that there was not a victim for JFK. Obviously, there was. A president had his head blown off. Not to say that there wasn't potentially people that could have died on July 13th. Well, Corey Comparator did die on July 13th.
Yeah.
But I just look at the sheer number of senseless, like the ridiculous nature of the amount of lives lost, planes, buildings, of course, the one out in Pennsylvania, the Pentagon being hit. If I had my choice, I'd go 9/11.
Okay.
That's just me.
For me personally, I would say JFK. And let me tell you why.
Okay.
Because if we find out that the government was involved in assassinating JFK, then that answers July 13th.
Ah.
I don't think that there was this giant conspiracy on 9/11. So I'm ruling that out. The Epstein and Diddy things, yes, there were horrific crimes happened there. But I think that's a little more salacious than this. Mm. This, I believe the JFK thing shows the rot in our government.
Mm-hmm.
And if we find that out, then all the pieces kind of fall together.
And vice versa. If you asked for July 13th with Trump and you find out inside job, well, then that probably answers JFK as well.
Yeah.
So you can kind of go both ways.
Yes.
Yeah.
Dawn?
I would agree with that.
Thank you.
I think there's a reason that that the government does not want to release all these files.
Agreed.
And so that tells me that there's something there.
And truth be told, I think we get zero of the five. We will never.
So getting back to the RFK Jr. story, he wants to nominate his daughter-in-law.
Daughter-in-law, Amerilis Fox Kennedy.
Because she wants the answers on.
It doesn't say that she wants the answers. At least I haven't seen the quote in the story that I have. The reports are that he believes she will be able to get him those answers. Let's face it. The Kennedys are horrors, right? Like, Bobby was bidding his services. He would have easily jumped to Kamala for the right package, right?
100%, yeah.
So I think he's just using this daughter-in-law as a pawn to get the answers he's been seeking for, 50 years.
Couldn't he just then ask Trump? Say, hey, do me the salad.
you know,
get me this answer.
Funny you say that, because Trump is all, and we could throw in another one, all the Area 51 UFO stuff. Maybe that's what people would want to know. Is all this extraterrestrial stuff legit? What
have they not told? I don't need to know. I think we do know it's legit.
But credit to Trump, for a guy who's got a really big mouth.
Yeah.
He's been asked about the UFOs and the Area 51 stuff, and he's pretty tight-lipped.
I know.
You notice?
I know.
He's tight-lipped on a lot of the stuff that could get him in real deep crap.
The real answer is we're never going to get an answer on any of these things.
Mm-hmm. So. You think Trump has the answers to any of the five I just threw out there?
I mean, as president, you can see these files. So, yes, I would assume yes.
Right.
I would assume all presidents have. And for whatever reason, no presidents have released the entire thing.
Yeah. Fascinating conversation.
And it's like, well, there's people involved. It's like, it was 60 years ago. All the people are dead.
Yeah. Right. All right. 855-839-1210. If you have any thoughts, you want to jump in on the conversation we were just having, you can certainly do so. We'll come back. We'll get to the cut sheet part due. We're going to get to Today in Music History, what's on tap for the Dawn Show. But first, a quick word from our friends at the Piazza Auto Group for the holiday season, because it's time to give back. And you still have a couple of days to do so. Now through December 16th, the Piazza dealerships are collecting new unwrapped toys in partnership with the Salvation Army to donate to a child in need. Visit your local Piazza showroom and drop off a toy in the donation bin, and their sales and service teams will be happy to assist you with any of your automotive needs, should you have any during your visit. For info, go to PiazzaAutoGroup.com. Thanks for the support, and they wish you a happy holiday.
If you're making your list and checking it twice, you know what would be nice? Italia, the trip of a lifetime. Join me next spring on the Italian Riviera. Imagine this gift under the Christmas tree or for Hanukkah for the holidays this year. And yes, Lorenzo and Romina will be back with us once again. Conservative tours, crafting an itinerary that's sure to enchant all of us. Tuscany, the Riviera, the Northern Italian Lakes region, Cinque Terre, and dining events you're going to write home about. 5378, yes, that includes your airfare, Pisa, Michelangelo's Florence, and the fashion capital of Milan. Let's shop together. Toll free, 888-733-9494. You want to call or look at the sites, conservativetours.com, quickly, because time is running out. Just a few seats left, according to Ken Chase, latest word here. Toll free, 888-733-9494, conservativetours.com. Oh, luxury hotels, a Mercedes coach, and a tour leader who is the best. That's Conservative Tours in Italy. A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Charming Siena, home to Il Palio, the medieval Manhattan, San Gimignano, Modena, Lake Como, Vernazza. Join me next spring in Italy. I'll see you in Portofino, conservativetours.com. Tell them Dawn sent you.
It's Kale and Company on demand from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and the free Odyssey app.
Right.
What's on the cut sheet?
I do. So Phil Murphy, the New Jersey governor, was on, credit to WNYC Radio. I guess that's the public radio network there up in that horrendous city. Was talking all about these drones. He's supposed to go to Capitol Hill today, right? Or the White House today, right, Dawn?
Yes.
To have a meeting about these mysterious drones that are happening. The reporter, or the present, whatever you call it, asked him if there was a, if this was like a federal government thing, like if this was our own country,
mm-hmm.
you know, these drones.
Yep.
And if we could shoot them down.
Well, if it's our own country, I'm going to go out on a limb and say we're not going to shoot down our own stuff.
Here's a little bit from Phil Murphy.
The federal government has said that it's not coming from any military installation in New Jersey. Like, it's not coming from Picatinny or any place
not.
Else.
That's one thing that I wanted to say, if I may just interrupt you one second.
Yeah.
There is some sense out there that we know more than we're saying.
Mm.
I wish in some respects I could tell you the answer is yes, we don't. And I believe the feds. If this is a U.S. government activity, then I'll be the most surprised guy in the state. So I didn't want to interrupt you, but there's no evidence of that.
Well, so why is it so hard to just take one down and have a good look at it.
Yeah, well, first of all...
that's what happened with the Chinese weather balloon that turned out to be a spy balloon.
Yeah, yeah.
Right? That was about a year ago or so.
A little bit more, but yes, you're right. First of all, we don't have that authority. And the feds have that authority. The FAA has most of the jurisdiction here.
Yep.
That's part of what Congress needs to do to extend whatever authorities the federal government have. You would have thought one of these would have crashed by now. There have been some rumors that ones have. One of them actually did, but it was a toy or a homemade one. It wasn't nefarious in any respect. It does, and I'm not trying to make light of this. Believe me, I'm living this every minute, 24/7. It does by the fact that none of them have hit the ground, and drones, I'm told by professionals, regularly in this volume, it would be unusual for some not to have hit the ground. It does lead me to believe that the volume of sightings is overstated. How overstated that is, whether it's you and I both saw the same one, we counted it twice, or it was a small aircraft, or I thought I heard something, but whatever it might be, I know everybody's honestly trying to contribute to this, but I do believe that's one data point that there is an over assessment of sightings right now. We also have had bad weather the past few nights as we started the program out. And in bad weather, you have, not surprisingly, a lot fewer sightings. Last night, I think it was 10 as opposed to several dozen. So we'll see. We're going to stay all over this. I promise folks that. I know it's uncomfortable for folks. It's uncomfortable for me. And we're doing everything in our power. Again, the feds have been good. We need them to be bigger, stronger, faster. They have the assets. They have the jurisdiction. That's my main focus right now, to get more of them pointed in our direction.
All right. So he's taking a shot there at the federal government, saying, I need you to do your job better, be bigger, stronger, faster. Look, Phil Murphy doesn't have jurisdiction. And by the way, when the one was shot down over South Carolina, that came from the federal government. Not like the governor of South Carolina or Mama Zioli pulled out a musket and shot it down. Yeah, it was a federal jurisdiction. And by the way, too, just because the feds and the DOJ and the FBI and the Defense Department, just because they haven't told Phil Murphy anything, doesn't mean that it's not the feds. I mean, if we all think Phil Murphy's an idiot, don't you think the federal government does? They know he's a boob. They're not going to tell him anything. If it's the United States government, they're not going to tell him a word. Yeah, man, I know he's the governor of New Jersey, but, checks and balances here. You stay in your lane,
yeah.
Mr. Governor, with all due respect. Who is that reporter, by the way?
I don't know.
Phil, can you shoot that down?
Yeah.
Okay, WNYC. Was that the NPR of New York?
Yes, okay. Yes, that's the NPR of New York, so.
Jeez. I'm going to defund NPR.
One more that I didn't get to in the first round here. CNN's Harry Enten. I guess they're keeping him around, huh?
Oh, yeah. He does a lot of data stuff. He's okay. Not just a election season guy.
Good to know.
Yeah.
Do people really hate their health care?
Yeah.
Okay. According to Harry Enten, the data does not prove that.
Okay.
What does he know?
Roll cut 12, Phil.
The Enten aggregate.
So how do Americans feel about health care, their health care, the country's health care in general? Certainly been in the news lately. With us now, CNN senior data reporter Harry Enten. It's actually a fairly complicated question, depending on which one you ask.
Yeah, it's a nuanced question with a nuanced answer. Maybe it's an easy question with a nuanced answer. All right, we talk about the health care system in this country. Look, the bottom line is Americans really don't like it. Some might even say they hate it. Talk about is the quality of the health care in this country excellent or good? Just 44% say it's excellent or good. Look at the coverage. 28% say that the coverage is excellent or good. The quality is the lowest this century. This 44%, the lowest this century. Viewpoints on health care in this country going downward. How about the cost? Just 19% of Americans are satisfied with the cost of health care in this country. So the bottom line is, when you're talking about the health care system overall, Americans really don't like it, John.
But there's a difference between the
healthcare and their healthcare. Two letters
can make
all the difference in the world.
Same thing with politicians.
All the difference in the world. You know, sometimes you talk about approval of Congress versus approval of your own congressman. People don't like Congress, but they like their own congressman.
I can write this
Something bit. Similar is going on here when you talk about the nation's healthcare system or the healthcare in the nation versus your own healthcare. Your own healthcare. Look at this. Excellent or good. The quality of it. 71% say it's excellent or good. How about the coverage of it? 65% say that their coverage is excellent or good. How about satisfied with the cost? A majority, 58%, say that they're satisfied with the cost. So the bottom line is this. You wonder why the healthcare system in this country stays the same. It's because people don't like healthcare in sort of the abstract, but when it comes to their own healthcare, a lot of Americans actually are pretty gosh darn satisfied with it.
Again, I got to tell you, I'm shocked by that. I really am.
I'm not. It's the same. People are sheep. So they hear narratives, and that's the way everybody thinks.
Mm-hmm.
But when you ask them about their own situation, it's a completely different thing. It's the same thing with the economy. I'm sorry. Yeah. It's the same thing with the economy. The economy sucks. The economy sucks. The economy sucks. How you doing? Oh, great. Great. Yeah. Yeah. I'm traveling. I'm doing all this. It's lived experience compared to what the narrative is around the country.
I would love to know of the people that were polled or surveyed there, what income tax bracket and salary ranges they are in. I would imagine if, you know, let's say you have a husband or wife and you both make, you know, six figures. Well, you both make $100,000. Your gripe probably isn't as strong as the person that makes $35,000 a year. But my biggest takeaway from all of that is everything that you see on social media and the adoration for that scumbag Luigi, that is such a small percentage of Americans.
Yeah.
Right? But I am a little surprised because to be God's honest truth, I've never walked in front of anybody or had a conversation with anybody that was like ecstatic about their health care. Now, maybe it's something you don't discuss publicly with other people. And this was, a poll, so you're not revealing your identity or anything like that. But have you ever been in front of somebody that somehow health care came up and they were like giving exemplary praise towards the industry or the cost? I've never had that. I've never been around somebody like that.
The only time is with people who have, they're wealthier and they can, and you don't really have to be super wealthy to do this actually, but there are some people who will join a consortium of doctors and have a private team of doctors that they pay.
Mm-hmm. The union healthcare here, SAG-AFTRA, amazing.
Is it?
I'm telling you, it's amazing. It's amazing coverage.
How do I get in there?
My wife just marvels at it because it's just like it's almost government like with how good it is.
Well, that was the reason why my wife took so long to stop being a social worker. She was a social worker from 22 until 39, and now in the last 2.5-3 years she works for a financial company, and the main reason that she stayed in government was the healthcare.
Yeah.
Just incredibly good.
Yeah.
The other thing with the insurance, maybe it's because, and keep in mind the time of which this poll is occurring, where we are with, the cost of things. Maybe people are so focused on the cost of groceries and energy that they don't have any disdain left for the cost of healthcare.
It's true.
You know?
Yep.
I'm looking at, and this is the NIH, National Institutes of Health. So up until, I'm looking at studies, Gallup poll, all these different studies on the NIH sites. And they say that anywhere from 74% to 90% of Americans were happy with healthcare, happy with hospital coverage, et cetera. And so I do wonder if the Affordable Care Act, which they keep, even Democrats say still needs to be tweaked, but somebody had to pay for that. And so the truth is that now you look at the studies and they say about 32 to 34% are very unhappy.
Mm-hmm.
So he's saying the majority, but I would say, up through almost 2007, 2008, you had 74% or in some areas, 88%,
mm-hmm.
the vast majority. So when you look at those numbers, then I would say to Harry, well, Harry, if you look at historically and what's happened since the Affordable Care Act, mm-hmm. the happiness quotient or the people who are satisfied as consumers actually has dropped significantly.
Yep. All right, coming up on the other side, it is Today in Music History, as Phil Almquist will give us the rhyme and the reason behind the madness that is Stocker playing the music, and then we'll find out what is on tap for the Dawn Show. Stay right there.
This is the Kale and Company podcast from Talk Radio 1210 WPHD and on the free Odyssey app.
Thursday morning, as we wind things down, we will hand off the baton to the Dawn Show coming up top of the hour and find out what she has lined up in just a couple of moments. Also winding down the year with Today in Music History, because as Phil was telling me during the break, he's got to do some pre-recorded ones in the couple of days leading up to Christmas with the break. He's going to be on vacation, and he's got like three and a half pages over there.
Well, it's 2.5 pages, a little more than yesterday.
All right, a little bit more than yesterday, and he's got some handwritten stuff as well.
Yeah, I might go off on a tangent or so.
I like that. Here we go. Let's not keep the audience waiting any longer. What occurred today in music history?
What happened on this day in music history?
December 12th, we celebrate the birthdays of Dan Hawkins from The Darkness, who's 48, Eric Shankman from The Spin Doctors, who's 61, Sheila E., who's 67, and Dave Menichetti from Y&T, who's now 71. Heavenly birthday shout-outs to Dickie Betts from the Allman Brothers, Tony Kirkman from The Association, and Frank Sinatra, who would have been 109 today. And a side note, if you want to listen to a great Frank tribute album, find Mark Tremonti Sings Frank Sinatra. And who is Frank Tremonti? He's the lead singer, or lead guitarist for Creed, Alter Bridge, and also the lead singer for Tremonti. Single Coup Free is a bird by the Beatles since 95. Yes, 1995. And Starlight from Accept in 1981. Album Coup Sandinista by The Clash in 80. Wake Up to the Real World by The Pretty Maids in 2006. And Venom released their debut in 81. By the way, it's the first Venom mention. Also in 87, George Michael topped the singles chart with Faith. In 70, Smokey Robinson, The Miracles, topped the same chart. In 2003, Mick Jagger becomes a Sir after being knighted by Prince Charles. In 70, The Doors play their last show with Jim Morrison. In 77, Dire Straits signed with Vertigo Records. In 74, Mick Taylor leaves The Stones. In 66, Pink Floyd play their first show. And in 2012, The Stones, The Who, Michael Stipe of R.E.M., Eric Clapton, and Bon Jovi, among others, are all at MSG in New York for a benefit gig for those affected by Superstorm Sandy. But lastly, another Stone story because, well, it's The Stones. In 2008, in the town where Mick Jagger and Keith Richards grew up, it was announced that a new estate would have streets named after Rolling Stones hits, including Angie Muse, Sympathy Street, Little Red Walk, and Satisfaction Street. 4K and Company. I applaud.
It's unbelievable. Great job, buddy. Great job, as always. Dawn Show, 6 minutes out. We find out what she has for the top.
Yes, so coming up, we'll update you on the question, is Tren de Aragua, that gang that escaped Venezuelan prisons, we know they're in America. Are they here? How many? We'll talk about immigration. Great guest coming up. And we'll get into the latest, the very latest, and hopefully break some news here as far as these gangs, these non-citizens coming to our country and committing crimes here, and many of them violent crimes, as we know. So that's an important update. We'll update you on everything that Trump said just now at the opening bell, New York Stock Exchange. In the 11 o'clock hour, Stephen Miller, part of the Trump team, and obviously moving forward, part of the new team who will be sworn in on the 20th. So we'll check in with Stephen Miller, get the latest on the economy, all things Trump, and maybe break some news there as well. There's a lot breaking, a lot developing. We're going to have all of it covered for you.
All right. How about that? Tren de Aragua in this area. Let me do a poll question tomorrow. Would you rather spend the holidays with Tren de Aragua or Kamala Harris supporters? We'll put that up on YouTube. All right, everybody, have a great rest of your Thursday. Stay tuned. The Dawn Show is next. We're back tomorrow morning at 6. And right now, Dawn has a word for DuckDuckGo.
Yeah, I'm checking my VPN status report. Wait for it. 47. Ding, ding, ding. 47 of those creepy sites just being blocked from tracking me right now. No matter where I go, DuckDuckGo Privacy Pro automatically and repeatedly is scanning over 50 sites at a time, sites that can share, store, sell your information, which obviously heightens your risk of becoming a victim of fraud or ID theft. So you have a limited time right now, limited chance to try this incredible service free for an entire month. 30 days free, duckduckgo.com/1210. It's a threefer. The VPN, get full device protection, encrypted VPN built for speed, simplicity, security, servers across the U.S. and Europe. Number two, personal information removal. Find and remove those personal details you know, like your name, your address, from sites that store and sell it. And then the identity theft restoration, this is incredible. If your identity is actually stolen, God forbid, a specialist helps you restore those stolen accounts, recover the financial losses, and even correct your credit report. I love that the DuckDuckGo Privacy Pro VPN works on browsers, apps, across mobile and desktop, up to 5 devices at once. Time's running out for this 30-day free trial. Seriously, you got to do this. DuckDuckGo.com/1210. And then after the free 30 days, I know you're going to love it, then you'd pay the $9.99 a month. DuckDuckGo.com/1210. Tell them Dawn sent you.
Start your day with Kale and Company. Weekday mornings 6 till 10 on Talk Radio 1210, WPHT, and the free Odyssey app.